If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. And right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. I'm Tommy Dreamer. And today, myself and Bully Ray, the first show without Dave LaGreca, rest in peace. And everything breaks down in the world of professional wrestling.
He is not dead.
Well, he's dead to us. It's like the mafia. We won't talk about him. But we will talk about Marty Scurll, the villain, being the booker. We'll talk about the women's Royal Rumble. We'll talk about predictions of the men's Royal Rumble.
Also, Tommy, breaking news today. AEW on TNT, AEW Dynamite secured through 2023.
Find out that and so much more with myself and Bully Ray on the Busted Open Podcast.
Dave LaGreca is not here. We don't know where he is because he's been future endeavored. So please jump on the Twitter machine and send him your well wishes. Honestly, Tommy, I don't think he made it through the night. I think last night he got home and Violetta whacked him. And that's that. There ain't nothing we could do about it.
Yep. It's okay. He's probably floating in the water in Canarsie.
Oh, Canarsie. Yeah. I've been there. Did you hear about her phone call yesterday?
No, I did not.
Well, she called in to beg for Dave's job back.
Okay.
And you know what she offered up?
Pierogies?
She offered up the pierogi.
Oh, wait, the pierogi?
Is there a...
One dozen.
We're talking about one dozen pierogi.
Oof. That's a... I'd bring it back just for that.
I mean, I got some of my own Polish pierogi at home right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a hell of a trade. Would you ever trade your pierogi for something?
I don't really care about my pierogies.
That's absolutely horrible. Oh, my God, Tommy, you're the worst. So, last night on WWE Backstage, we heard from the Usos. Obviously, a couple of weeks ago, the Usos returned to Friday Night SmackDown, helping out their cousin Roman Reigns. We haven't seen them in a while. They've kind of been on the shelf, out of the public eye. And we got some audio from them last night on Backstage. So let's hear from the Usos right now.
We both think y'all know how it is. Being on the road is hectic, but
definitely.
You almost get tunnel vision on the road. You know, it becomes your baby. It becomes what I need to do. Well, how can I fix that crap? How can I get over with this? How can I talk this way? How can I look this way? And you put so much energy into this, right? And I think that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
We didn't slow down. Like, you know, we got to slow down and almost got to get away from it.
Detox.
You know? Exactly, man.
Take a moment to breathe. You
exactly.
Know? And
detox.
Then also understand what you got and how quick you can lose it.
Hello.
It takes so long to build. In a moment's notice, boom, it could be gone like that. So definitely, definitely understand.
Yeah, but and like you said, it could be gone in a quick moment. And when you're in those moments, man, when you're at your lowest, the only way you can come up, you see all the opportunities in front of you.
Yeah.
So when you're at your lowest, man, and that's where we was headed to.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to dip off from this, man.
We just had to get back grounded, man, get back with the family, get back where our roots, man. You know, we're very family-oriented, man. Samoans are just, we celebrate with food, we party with our folks. If you come in and you don't want to eat, we're going to make you eat. It's a sign of disrespect.
So we got the Usos kind of telling us where they've been, what they've been doing. We know that the Usos kind of got themselves into some hot water, I guess with some DUI issues or some after-show partying. I'm not sure of all the specific details because I don't get myself wrapped up in that too much. It was good to see them back. It was good to hear from them. But, Tommy, there's something that stuck out. It's when I think Booker said, take a moment to come up to breathe. Like, me and you have been living on the road for our entire lives. I mean, I know that I went 6 straight years at 300 days a year and never came up to breathe and never really, you know, never had any of those type of incidents happen to me. I'm not saying that I'm different or better or anything like that. Like, what are your thoughts on that about, you know, kind of using that, taking a moment to come up to breathe as an excuse, or is it, do you find it a legit reason? What's your thoughts?
No, I don't think it was used as an excuse. And the most honest show in professional wrestling is this show. The second most honest show, and the fact that it's a WWE produced show, is WWE Backstage. They talk about things that I never thought a WWE programming would talk about, but you know, you have to in this day and age. When the Usos are talking about it, there was another clip where they talk about, you know, hey, you look up our name, it's the first thing that comes up. And
what's the first thing that comes up?
It would be like the DUI. But yet, he was proven innocent. And that's why he was removed from television. A lot of people don't ever, you know, it's like, oh, you can associate that negative with him. But yet, for what he got, I guess it was national news. But it wasn't national news that he was innocent. And it that's the sad part about our society. However, they were just talking about being on the road, doing all of – and yes, there are – I don't want to say if it's a weakness. You and I can talk and experience about every single thing. I cannot talk about doing drugs. I never have done drugs. I've smoked marijuana maybe 4 or 5 times in my life, and every buffet around me had to go out of business. So oof. I don't like it. But like, I can't talk from that experience. But if you are around, you and I still, if we go out, we're the older guys at the club, people like, hey, Tommy, you want a drink? Hey, can I buy you a beer? Hey, can I buy you this? Hey, can I buy you that? People offer me drugs all the time. And I'm just like, no, man, not my style. Most people are like, oh, yeah, you're in ECW. I was like, yeah, so? But is it an excuse? No. But it's also some people do it out of boredom. And if you like to drink, you can go out every night and live that life and party because it's there for you. If you want to take this as a business, or it's also – it was Eddie Guerrero who said, you know, I fight my demons. The moment I leave my room, I get offered something, and it's either do I literally – and then you could almost, for people who have an addictive personality, it's like the walls are closing in on you. Or do I just live in my hotel room all the time? Hey, somebody who turned his life around, Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn is the most regimented person I've ever met. And he's now put all his obsessiveness into his body and working out. And that's why he looks like a giant dinosaur man.
He's jacked, rip chiseled and jacked. You said that WWE Backstage was the most honest show in the WWE right now. I do agree with you. Would you like to see them be a little bit more honest? I mean, don't you think if there was one show that could completely take the gloves off and just say whatever they wanted to say, this should be the one? I mean, imagine Busted Open had that platform to be as brutally honest about the entire wrestling business as you wanted to be.
Hey, I told Dave all the time, we need to take this show to television. We need to shop it around somewhere. So now that you're in charge, maybe we shop this show around to television too. Because, you know, think of how many fans just want to talk about wrestling and not just the WWE platform. And, you know, the good thing, like Ember, she's very, very honest. And she goes and she talks about, you know, her and Asuka having a feud on the indies and having a feud in Japan. And also what she would like to see via booking. When the world was talking about the beginning stages of Lana and Lashley, they were talking about, you know, the WWE Universe has not been really receptive to this. And it was actually Christian who went and said, I love layers like this because listen to Lashley's reactions. Now he gets booed. And it's just offering a different opinion. What we do, I don't think that, you know, the Usos thing was just, it was really, really open and honest because they were open and honest. And trust me, and I tell this to everybody when we do seminars, one, about social media, but two, you no longer are, when you're a public figure, if you want to pursue your dream, you give up your right to be private. The only time I'm Tom Lachlan is when I'm home or I'm in my hotel room, the moment I cross that threshold, I'm Tommy Dreamer. And I have to be. And you're Bully Ray. You know, even Jericho talks about, like, you know, I go to Walmart or I go to a store and people are like, what are you doing in Walmart or a store? And he's like, shopping. But he's a human being. But people sometimes hold, especially with wrestlers, to a higher regard. But, you know, we're regular people. But you have to go out there and be whoever you are, unless you're one of those people who are like, I'm Tom Lachlan playing the character of Tommy Dreamer, which is just why you're not over in life.
Boom. You said something that I find interesting and disgraceful, and not only does it have to do with wrestling, it has to do with the world. It seems like we now live in a society that is guilty until proven innocent. And like you said, Usos get pulled over for what seems to be a DUI or something like that. It makes news everywhere. But then the fact that he got let off or what happened, and he never got convicted of it, right?
Correct.
And that never made news. So everybody wants to run with the negative. But when the positive truth comes out, nobody says a word. And I find that, like I said, I think it's disgusting, especially in the world of pro wrestling, where you have people who lie in the weeds and hide in the corners of Twitter and social media, just waiting for others to make mistakes so they can jump on it. And if that's the world that we're living in, and unfortunately, that's the world of wrestling we've been living in for a while, it's unfair. And one day karma will come back and kick those people in the ass.
Yeah, you know, it's Ice-T put it out there that people are way too comfortable with saying stuff on social media because they don't fear about getting punched in the face. Because if anyone came up to me and said some of the things that they say on social media, I'd punch them right in their face.
I have the exact quote right here, Tommy. Social media has made too many of you comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the mouth for it.
Yeah. I mean, The Nation. We sit here and we talk about wrestling. People come up with better ideas than Tommy Dreamer, Bully Ray, who've been doing the wrestling business forever. And we're like, wow, great idea. Great. We're not, oh, how dare you think you're better than us? No, that's what it's about. It's if you have a better opinion, it's called being a human being or being like, wow, that's one hell of an idea. Or even, I mean, remember Dave LaGreca? He had a great mind. But, you know, it got wasted on his power rankings.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
We're going right back out to the nation first with your questions. So Michael in North Kakalaki, I was just there the other night too. Maria Manic put me through a table. Dave LaGreca put her number one on his power rankings, and that's why he's no longer with the show. So you had some things you wanted to talk about with social media and various wrestlers and fans making certain comments. So what do you got?
Well, one thing I was going to say first is LaGreca's first step should be the unemployment office. I hear they have some pretty good options there in Jersey where he's at. So hopefully they should be able to help take care of him. But in all reality, what I wanted to speak to the context of Twitter, and then I had a question for you guys about the show going forward. I think we blow out proportion how meaningful Twitter is. I'm a media buyer. It's what I do for a living. And just listen to these stats, and I think it can reveal. 22% of Americans are on Twitter, so that's 1 in 5. The top 10% of Twitter users make 80% of the tweets. So my point is, all the schmucks who they just live to make negative tweets, they don't speak for the majority of this country. It's a very, very, very small percentage of people in their underwear in the basement, the mom's basement, who are living to try to tear down the lives of others. Okay, so it's not as powerful, it's not as representative of a medium as the whole of wrestling fan bases as we can think, number one.
Wait, hold on. I love what you said right there about it's not as representative as people think. That's really good. Keep going.
Yeah. And I've been wanting to ask this question for a while on the show. Would you guys consider, and Bully, since it's now it's your show, you can do what the heck you want to do, but would you guys consider a regular segment like an Ask Bully Anything? Like, I don't know if it's once a week, once a month, whatever, if it's an hour long, if it's an entire show. I mean, I don't know. It's up to you guys to decide. But a regular segment where it's just rapid fire, call in, ask Bully Anything, and you just give answers off the spot. I think that would be an amazing.
Michael, you got a shot right now. If you want to ask me something, go ahead.
What is the best chair shot you've ever received in your career? How about that?
All right. Thanks for the call, Michael. We appreciate it. The best chair shot? I don't think there's anything great about chair shots. The hardest I've ever been hit was no doubt by Balls Mahoney. And Tommy, I'm sure that's the same thing for you because that guy could swing a freaking chair.
No, my hardest chair shot was from you. Thank you very much. Where it hurt I thought my fillings came out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what friends are for. All right, let's go back out to the nation. James in Connecticut. You got a question for Tommy. Shoot, kid.
Hey, Tommy. I have a question, and I'm a huge fan of you and Bully from the ECW days.
Thank you.
Tommy, my question is this. Now, I understand that everything's been talked about of how ECW went under. It's been said that you turned off the lights. Now, did you solely say, hey, this is going to be the last show, or did you have a discussion with the wrestlers who were still a part of ECW and say, do we want to make this the last show?
No. For the last show, which was a couple of days ago in Arkansas, I just had a bad feeling, and none of us – I did not know ECW was done up until Paul called me on the Sunday as I was driving home from actually visiting Bully and – Devon in Hartford. I was driving back from an indie, and Paul told me he was debuting on Raw as the announcer. And then he said he'd call me back, and that was that. So that's how we found out.
Yeah. I want to, you know, the caller just asked about you in ECW. You worked very close with Paul, and I witnessed you with my own eyes sitting side by side with Paul for years, basically as the apprentice booker in some way, shape, or form. You did have the pencil in ECW, and you were a talent. I mean, it was Paul's final decisions, but I want to fast forward to right now, the announcement we got a couple days ago, Marty Scurll being the head booker of Ring of Honor. If you were the owner of Ring of Honor, I mean, obviously you're the owner of a wrestling company, but if you own Ring of Honor, would you hand the pencil and make a top talent the head booker of your company?
I would not. Reason being, you have to, I would say, one proven commodity. I don't know why they did it. If they did it to appease him / don't go somewhere else and we'll give you this, that does not help the company. I don't know do you have a resume of a show that you have written? Have you besides creating your own character, is there other things that you have done? And that's what you're asking me my opinion. That's it, because it's so much responsibility. When, you know, my whole thing started, I just drove, and me and Paul drove together so to save money for gas and cut your trans. And then as we're driving, It's, hey, man, what about this? What about this? What about this? And then over time, and then Paul's like, hey, do you want to come to the studio and learn how to edit a show? It's over time, do the person who owns the company has this trust that this person is, one, capable, and two, not going to put their own personal agenda over the overall of the show. And you and I were in WWE when literally Triple H had all the power, but at the end of the day, there was also Vince McMahon. And Triple H had all the power. He could change a lot of his stuff. Would I have also gone public with that? No, not in 2020. I would have said he is going to be helping out, or I would have just, you know, like Chris Jericho. I said this on Monday. Chris Jericho obviously has some stroke with his character, but if Chris Jericho says, hey, I want to win the tag titles, I want to do it, Tony Khan may have to step up and say, sorry, no, I don't want that. Because that's when you're the owner. You can't do that. Bottom line, whoever there's a big scandal going on right now in baseball with, you know, them stealing signs and cheating. The Red Sox just fired their manager, who their top player can't go and say, you know what, I want to manage the team as well. Because then it's like, wait a minute, if you're going to put yourself fourth every single time, you have to sometimes be able to remove yourself from that spot, or you can know it's great for your character, but man, it's so much backlash. That's why they don't have a lot of player coaches anymore. Because, like, I mean, the last great player coach really was Pete Rose. That didn't work out too well for him.
So let me ask you this. I believe that Marty obviously should have been the Ring of Honor world champion coming out of Madison Square Garden.
Correct.
And I think that Marty should be the champion heading into the future. Let's say that the absolute best for business decision in the next 2, 3, or 4 months is for Marty to be the world champion. Will the perception of him being the booker trump the fact that he's the best decision to be world champion?
I feel it will be. If you look back at my history, what I always said, I never.
So wait, are we putting him in a position to never to not be the world champion for a very, very long time now, just because he's the booker?
If history, let me go back to what I was saying about myself. I never wanted to be world champion. Because one, I didn't feel I needed it. Two, I never wanted people to say my relationship with Paul or my relationship in the company is why I was the champion. And if you think about what I did with the championship, it's Paul's idea that I won it and then quickly lost it. And I fought with Paul about that. For me, championships are needed to help get guys over. If Marty is already that over, he doesn't need it. If he's a heel, maybe, but then we're losing the fact that his persona is, even though he's the villain, he's really, really good babyface, and the fans love him. So it's a really big catch-22, and it sucks, because when you work so hard, like we're talking about, the negatives and the detractors, and we also deal with a company, Sinclair. They may go and see some of these tweets. I mean, I know Sirius is already upset where they're looking for replacements for Dave LaGreca because everyone's tweeting about Dave LaGreca not being here and he's living in his car. But they don't, you know, it's then corporations saying, whoa, what's going on here? Or everyone's saying, it's negative feedback. How could you let this guy do it? It's surrounding yourself with negativity. You have to be a very, very strong-willed person. Hey, look what Cody did. Straight up. I will never be able to fight for the heavyweight title again. Great move. And Cody doesn't need the title. If Marty goes out there and does stuff like that, awesome. Hey, if Marty goes out and wins the NWA title, that could be pretty cool too. But how much are you going to be able to dedicate your career to when you're the booker of a company? I'm a part-time player in Impact because I'm, at times, a wrestler. If that was my company, you eat, sleep, and drink professional wrestling. Look at Triple H. He removed himself a lot because he's behind. You've been there at my own shows at times. I've had to lean on you to help me because I got so much going on. And, hey, Dreamer, we're up in 2 matches. Can you get dressed? Because I'm running around doing so much stuff. And then if I'm putting my matches together, it's hard. Back in the day in ECW, yes. But that's all I've ever known.
The last time you leaned on me, I broke my tibia. take us behind the curtain.
That was good.
Take us behind the curtain a little bit when it comes to the boys, the wrestlers' reactions when they find out a top talent is getting the pencil or becoming the booker. What goes through the mind of the average pro wrestler?
Oh, it's look what he's doing. Look, you know, it's everyone has their own, I don't want to say conspiracy theories, but everyone wants, the reason why I'm not getting what I am is because he's the booker. everybody, you know, it's funny. We had a long conversation in Impact, me, Scott D'Amore, Don Callis, Jimmy Jacobs, and we're all sitting there and we're talking about, and it was, you know, there's so many people who go out there bitch and moan, I want to be top guys. And then when they leave WWE, or they say they're top guys, and then they leave WWE and they kind of fizzle out. And it's just like, when WWE at times says, "Meh, you're not a top guy," there's a lot of reasons why that happens. There are some people able to go out there and reinvent themselves, and then there's other people who go out there and show that they are top guys, like a Cody. And I'm not saying because I love him. I'm saying because he always was that. But there's people where it's just, man, that's why. And you can't just rest on your laurels. You can't. Marty Scurll could be the Ring of Honor champion when he should have been. Now, yes, he has to think of all these other things and think of how it's going to be perceived in a locker room, because you're the manager, you're the guy running the show. There's so many things behind that where it's, you know, it's one hell of a spot. I would have just been like, hey, me and Delirious, you're still the boss. And I like Delirious. I thought he does a hell of a job. I hope Marty does a hell of a job, but he has no clue the fact that his life has changed forever.
I think the most challenging part of this job for Marty will be being patient with everybody in the locker room. Because as you know, and if people don't know, when you're the booker, you now have every wrestler in the locker room wanting to talk to you about their push, their storyline, their situation, their matches, and you have to make yourself available to everybody. One of the things that I thought Hunter Delirious was phenomenal at in-ring of Honor, and still is, because he's still the executive producer of the show, and you know, him and Marty working together, he was phenomenal at listening to everybody. He would lend his ear to everybody. And actually, the best listener I've ever seen in my life when it came to everybody was Vince McMahon, because Vince McMahon will make time for everybody, and nobody is busier than Vince. So when it comes to Ring of Honor and the creative situation, and I don't even really call it creative in Ring of Honor, I think it's more of a matchmaker, because there's not a lot of really deep storytelling or character development. Ring of Honor is more about, you know, the spirit of the fight, kind of like New Japan, about the athleticism, about the matches. So he's going to have to put matches together, but there are going to be people that want to talk to him every single time there's a show, and he has to have that patience, and he has to have the ear for everybody.
If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music, plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for just $1. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required.
As a fan and as a booker, moving into WrestleMania, if we do get the return of Ronda, what would you rather see? Would you rather see Becky versus Asuka or Becky versus Ronda?
I don't think Ronda's coming back. What I would like to see, obviously they're pushing Charlotte to be back on the top of the throne if she wins the female Royal Rumble matchup. It will be, she's then fighting for a title. Maybe you do her versus Asuka. Maybe, I know what I'd want to see is Shayna Baszler come up out of the NXT brand, and her and the other horse women, and maybe start that up for a WrestleMania, and then see Ronda's return after that, or just an appearance by Ronda will have at WrestleMania will have that impactful, that, oh my God, the four horsewomen have finally united here in WWE, and what's the future going to hold? And now we have that whole reset going into the next year.
I understand what you're saying about Shayna Baszler, and I get it, but I think the women that are with her in on her side are not nearly as recognizable as Shayna is right now. And I don't know if, as a fan, I'm really interested in Shayna versus Becky as much as I am Becky versus Asuka or Becky versus Ronda. Why don't you think Ronda will be back?
I just don't think, I mean, I've listened to Gabby's segments about her on Total Divas. I just don't think she's coming back yet. I think the story will always be there, but for how long are you going to be out? And it's also, it's WrestleMania where a lot of the bigger stars come back. I know Alex off the air, we were just talking about there are a lot of the WWE superstars are doing media in the UK right now. And an interesting name, a part of that is Cain Velasquez. And I was like, whoa. So, I mean, obviously he signed with WWE. He's doing media for them, promoting them being on that new channel in the UK. We'll probably see him either at A, the Royal Rumble, or B, WrestleMania, because that's where every big name of anybody comes out. And I think that would be, it's an easier spot for her to come back if she wants to do it again like she did full time. Or, hey, it just gets people talking about, wow, she came back at WrestleMania. Or even okay. In the corner of Shayna Baszler.
So everything that you just said about WrestleMania being the biggest thing, yada, 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 you get it. All the stars come out, all of the attraction matches. Is there really a bigger match than Ronda versus Becky straight up at WrestleMania?
No, there isn't, but I don't think she wants to come back to wrestle.
Well, why?
I don't know. I just got that. I don't know. You're asking my opinion. I just don't think that she's coming back yet.
I'm not questioning your opinion. I just want
to
know why.
I just have that feeling in my gut that she's not going to come back to be a wrestler at this time. I think okay. She was still trying to have a family and, you know, but her coming back is still having her on the marquee, still having her on all the advertising that she's coming back. She could be in Shayna Baszler's corner. She could be, because then there's a bigger match. If you're not going to go the four horsewomen route, if it's Becky and Shayna and you have this nice drive towards it, you could do Charlotte and Asuka again in a rematch if Charlotte wins the Rumble. And then you could have Shayna versus Ronda, if you wanted to go that route. There's so many different routes that you can go.
Gabby, I want you to chime in right here. You followed that Total Divas show. Based on what you saw from Ronda Rousey on Total Divas, do you agree with Tommy that he does not think that Ronda wants to come back and wrestle, or do you think we get Ronda Rousey back in a WWE ring?
I think she's not finished yet. I think that she wants to come back. She loved it more than she thought she was going to. I don't know how long she can hold off not coming back, especially the fact that she left to have a family and she has not come out saying that she's pregnant or had a family yet. So I think maybe she's having second thoughts about kind of wanting to get back in, and she's craving to get back in and kind of make it exciting again. I think the way they finished things with her and Becky is not complete yet. So do I think it's going to be the Royal Rumble? I'm not sure, but I don't see her not coming back to a platform like WrestleMania where a match between her and Becky would be the biggest match of them all. So if she's going to come back, she's going to do it in a big way. She's not just going to come back to be like, oh, I want to wrestle again. I'm bored. No, she's going to come back to make another big statement so that she can leave and be happy with leaving. So I would love to see it. I think it's going to happen.
And I tend to agree with you, just because if she stepped away from the WWE to have a family, start a family, and if they have not been successful yet, well, WrestleMania only comes around once a year and you got to take advantage of the situation. So if you haven't been successful in starting the family, you might as well get back into the mix at the biggest show of the year. And with Becky cutting the promo about how she knows that Asuka has always been the better woman and that she tapped out to Asuka, don't you think there's a great story there with Ronda returning and say, let's say that Becky was to beat Asuka. Now you have Ronda return and say, and you know, tell her, yeah, you might have gotten your retribution and gotten your revenge on Asuka because she made you tap, but you know damn well that there's a bigger problem here. My shoulders were never pinned to the mat at WrestleMania. and in one of the most historic WrestleMania matches where the three of us women main evented and where you stood there and held both championships over you, over your head, you know that you're a fraud because I was never legitimately pinned. That's a monster story.
Yes, it
to
is.
To go into this WrestleMania with.
I agree. I just, you asked me my opinion. I don't think Ronda will be wrestling at WrestleMania. I hope I'm wrong, but I do think she'd be appearing. Just like, you know, hey, she could be a host or she could just show up and get that monster pop.
So let me ask you this. If she doesn't wrestle at WrestleMania, when would we ever see her wrestle again?
I don't know.
Wow, that was a riveting answer.
Well, if she's coming back there, she comes back at WrestleMania. Coming back at WrestleMania is making a statement as well. Dude, I agree 1,000% about all the scenarios you're laying out. I just feel, and hey, if you're also talking about, from what Gabby's point, I want to come back on the biggest stage of them all. I don't feel, no matter what, the women are going to be the main event of this year's WrestleMania. I don't feel that's going to happen. So then,
I'm not saying that.
No, but what I'm saying is, so if you want to come back, if you want to come back and be, it's then, I don't want to say it's perceived as a step down, but you are semi-main event as opposed to main eventing it. I don't feel that's, you have, if that is your motivation, I have to think of why CM Punk left. I can never be the main event of WrestleMania. Think of if they do go and pull the plug with CM Punk enters that thing and eliminates Brock. And now you have CM Punk versus Brock is one hell of a WrestleMania main event.
I mean, to me,
options, baby.
To me, CM Punk and Brock Lesnar, Becky and Ronda. I mean, I'm just going to throw this name out there because you've said it before and I've heard it said, Edge and Randy. I mean, those matches right there. Dear God. And the only reason I'm bringing up Edge's name is because Randy brought up Edge's name in the ring a couple of weeks ago. I mean, those are some, you know, printing money type matches. And I understand what you're saying based on you just have this feeling about her. But I'm like, if not now, then when? Because as we both know, catching lightning in a bottle is very difficult in the wrestling business, but there are a few people that still know how to do it. And I think at the Rumble would be the opportunity leading into Mania. One last question before we go to break, Tommy. If the WWE goes the traditional WWE route and gives the big babyface in Becky her retribution against Asuka, if we see Asuka tap to Becky or Becky pin Asuka, do you think they're going to put Asuka on the back burner?
I hope not. But, I mean, you're also Royal Rumble's a gigantic show. If you're going to go the route that you want to go, she makes Asuka tap and then you hit Ronda Rousey's music, and then that's how you could go that route. I don't know. I'm going to follow Devon's Instagram so I could see if Ronda's coming back.
That's tremendous. They have one hell of a relationship, those two.
He's always getting the tables for somebody.
Like what you're hearing? Catch Busted Open live Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156 or on demand with the SiriusXM app.
Alex, huge breaking news in the world of pro wrestling. What do you got?
Breaking news.
Just released press release from TNT and All Elite Wrestling. Startup wrestling sensation All Elite Wrestling extended in multi-year pack. AEW Dynamite has been extended on TNT through 2023. AEW Dynamite on TNT is a top 20 new cable unscripted series and has reached nearly 32 million viewers across all platforms in only 3 months.
Wow!
Huge news for AEW. Great job. Congratulations to Tony Khan and everybody on the AEW team and roster.
Tony Khan pulls off another coup. Khan!
If there was any doubt that TNT might not be happy with the ratings that AEW is getting, This tells you everything that you need to know. Safe to say, Alex, that TNT just went all in on AEW. Yes or no?
I see what you did there. Yeah, this is huge for AEW. I mean, those numbers, 32 million homes in just 3 months across the cable brand and their streaming options. I mean, you can't deny it. The show's a smash hit. Pulling an average of about 1 million people live every single week. That's what's going to get you extended, and that's what's going to get advertisers interested. And Tony Khan, Cody, and all the guys have done that, so congrats to them. It's just
until
it's awesome.
What year? I don't listen.
2023.
Oh, that's nice. Three more years?
Four
if you're including, you know, what they just did. So, yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Through the end of 2023.
Does this put any pressure on the WWE with the USA Network to keep NXT on for the next 3 years?
Dude.
You're eating right now.
What are you talking about?
Are you really licking the inside of an Oreo? What is that?
Wait, he can see me?
Yes.
Oh. Nothing.
I see everything that you do. I see when you pick your nose.
It was a Band-Aid. I found it on the floor.
You're licking a Band-Aid.
Well, listen, we had a three-minute break. I haven't gone to the bathroom. I drank a lot of coffee. I had to go get coffee. Plus, I'm hungry. I have a banana. I eat bananas now. I have peanut butter, which I brought. And then I open up the refrigerators there to get milk to put in my coffee, and there's all these like free food. So I like start to quickly like eat it. I put stuff in my pockets, and then I also have to go to the bathroom. So I have to do all that in 3 minutes. It's hard. And then we have breaking news. I'm so excited.
Hey guys, this actually, I'm reading this press release, and something that I just saw, they kind of slipped in here that I haven't seen people talking about
yet. The hottest free agent Tommy Dreamer has signed with.
No, it says, WarnerMedia has extended their deal for AEW Dynamite, a top 20 new cable and scripted series through 2023. In addition, the parties have agreed to launch another night of AEW action, offering more of the fans' favorite wrestlers with a second show straight to series.
What's straight to series mean? Serious? Do we have our own show?
No, straight to series, which I believe means that it's just like it's something similar to AEW Dynamite, like it's going to be an episodic type of TV show.
Nice. So, kind of like when TNA had that what was that backstage show that they had?
Explosion, and they had I don't know.
So does that press release state, Alex, that AEW will have another TV show on during the week? Is that what that means?
It says they're in the process of putting together a second AEW television show. Yes. What that is, if that's a backstage type show, kind of like what we're seeing with the WWE on Fox, or if that's another quote unquote wrestling show, that it doesn't really say. But
yeah. I don't know why they don't put Be the Elite on the show.
Dude, you just stole my thunder.
Elite.
I was just going to say, with the success of BTE on YouTube, what if they just made Being the Elite the second series? I think that would work.
Absolutely.
Tommy.
What? I'm agreeing with you. I just said it to myself.
No, I think, would you want what they're doing on YouTube right to TV, or are you shining it up? Are you polishing it a little bit and making it a little bit different if you're investing that in it?
Listen, if it's going to be another wrestling show, cool. If it's going to be like AEW Dark will now air on TNT, phenomenal. It's just going to get more eyes on their product, more talent exposure is what every company needs. And the hottest free agent Tommy Dreamer has signed with... I'm just making up my own stuff.
Crickets. Carl, out in New Jersey, LaGreca's favorite person in the whole world. What do you think about AEW getting their contract extended on TNT to 2023? And what is your Rumble prediction?
Best news I've heard today with AEW. It is phenomenal. I can't.
Carl, where'd you go? Carl.
He's done. He's
I bet
in.
You. Yes. Look, where are you, Carl?
I'm in Jersey. I'm actually driving.
Yeah, well, your reception sucks, kid.
He's driving LaGreca around in Canarsie.
No, goodbye. I cannot hear you now. Goodbye, Carl.
Sorry, Carl.
Jeremy out in the Sunshine State, Florida. What do you think about AEW's announcement, and what show will you be watching tonight live?
That I agree with the last caller. That was the best news because I'm really starting to get into AEW and enjoy what they're doing right now. However, for tonight, I'm watching NXT live for one reason and one reason only. Because for the first time, not in NXT, but in WWE, Alex Shelley graces us in with his presence in the ring when he keeps with Kushida at the Time Splitters reunite.
Are you a big Alex Shelley fan?
I liked him when he was in TNA. I really did. I thought he was a really great talent, especially with Chris Sabin and the Motor City Machine Guns.
And him and Kushida are a hell of a tag team.
Did you see him and Kushida in New Japan?
No, I haven't had a chance to actually get to see anything with New Japan, but I'm looking on YouTube for those things right now.
And I'll tell you what, I'm sorry, yeah. Jeremy, I'm speaking. Alex Shelley's not signed to anybody. AEW, NXT, Alex Shelley is a free agent with Tommy Dreamer as his manager.
Dear God. All right, let's see here. Kyle, out in Pennsylvania. What do you think about the AEW news, brother?
I think they're jumping the gun too quickly and planning on a second show already.
Okay, why?
It just reminds me of, you know, the old WCW days when they, you know, put Thunder on, and I feel like then they jumped the gun too quickly. I think it should stick with just Dynamite for now, maybe a year or two down the road, then bring out a second show. I just think it's too quick.
Well, there hasn't been a time frame, and that was Alex reading in the fine print. I haven't seen this. I don't even know if Alex is telling the truth. But what I'm saying is they haven't announced, like, this show is going to be coming or happening. If it is AEW Dark, listen, man, Tuesdays is probably my favorite show. We have NWA Power. Feel the power of the NWA. We have AEW Dark. We have Impact Access, and we have WWE Backstage. If it's going to be a show on Thursday where there's no wrestling, or if what if they go and they say we're going to put it on Saturdays or Saturday mornings, AEW Dark, just like old school TBS wrestling, I think it'd be phenomenal.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156, the Busted Open Podcast.